It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Wagwan. Hey! Good day, y'all. And how are you? How are you doing? I hope you're well. I do. It's windy. It's truly windy. This bipolar weather we're having, I spoke about that the last time. It's our fault. Today is cold, tomorrow is hot. 2 days, we're gonna flood down the place. We did this. Now we're paying the consequences. I don't know. I always said that this world is going to survive. Like, with or without us, this world is going to survive. Took out dinosaurs. It folded over on itself and kept it going. We are nobody. Can you compare us to dinosaurs? Can you imagine? Look how grand those things are. How they stand. How they stood. When you go to the museum and you see those skeletons, it's like, wow. Now, if the world can take out those dinosaurs, it will take us out. If we do not take care of this world, this is our home. You know, this is our home. I said this topic was going to be about triggers. And it brings me to something that does trigger me. In saying that, I'm glad it kind of segues for me real nicely. And a trigger for me is when we're not taking care of our home. This planet is all of our home. Whether you know you're living in Beverly Hills or Manhattan, we're all living in one earth, and if the earth gives way, your Beverly Hills, Manhattan home is going down. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I am triggered. So, how did I come to this topic? Alright, so I was on the phone, and the person I was speaking to just happened to walk into some a particular place, and there was one serviceman working there servicing everybody. This is the new world we're in, post-pandemic. Nobody works. So you got one person there cashiering, doing everything, and this one person was trying to help this lady, and in the midst of helping this lady, he realized, okay, I'm not going to finish for her right away. Let me just try to help the next person online, because it was like four people there. And in trying to do so, you know, an older lady was in there, was like, you listen, young man, you know, take your time. We know it's just you. Finish helping the one in front of you and then move on to the next one, you know? And, no, he got all disgruntled, upset, was like, ah, I'm the only person working and I'm trying to help everybody. And yeah, you are, but you should have communicated that, because the lady in front of you doesn't know that, and you're helping her, and then all of a sudden you just leave her to go help somebody else. It's like, how do you think she's gonna feel? So you can't assume that she's gonna know, or that she knows that, oh, okay, he's multitasking. For me, it's just a matter of acknowledging, hey, you know, I'm waiting for it to finish loading for you, so let me just try to, you know, help this lady in the meanwhile. And but he didn't communicate. He just went to take the next person. And when I tell you mayhem broke out in that place, I was on the phone like, what is going on? I mean, it was just like everybody was arguing. And the person I was on the phone with came in with her own energy and was like, hey, can you just open the door? She thought it was a 1-2-3. And further causing the room to kind of blow up in a little bit of a chaos. So when the argument ensued, the lady that was being serviced turned around and was like, hey, well, you shouldn't have nothing to say because you walked in here with your energy and expecting to be served and get whatever you needed to get done, not taking into account that there's all of these people standing here online. You know, she kind of thought it was just an easy press a button too, you know what I mean? She wasn't trying to be disrespectful, and she was nice as well, but it didn't matter because the energy in the room was just like done. So when everybody calmed down and everything kind of subsided, because we were on the phone, we were, you know, joking, laughing, and her and I were just having our normal banter. Not really, you know, she realized she had to wait and she didn't mind waiting. But in that moment, the young lady that was in front being serviced, not being serviced, began to get her feelings in and was like, you know, I don't know why you keep talking, and, you know, kind of got upset with the person I was on the phone with and began to, like, you know, press her to get off the phone. And the gentleman behind the counter was like, yeah, you know, you were triggered for her. Can you take it outside? And the young ladies, you know, began to approach the person I was on the phone with and was like, oh, you want to fight? You want to fight? And it was crazy to me because, again, I had the pleasure of just being on the outside, just listening. And I just couldn't believe that grown people was acting like this. Like, it was so chaotic in there. And for this young lady to, you know, approach an older woman and talk about, you want to fight? You want to fight? Fight for what? Fight for what? It was a little misunderstanding. No, we don't want to fight. And the guy was like, yeah, you know, you're a trigger. You're triggering her. And it just made me think about, like, what's going on in this generation and with this time that we can't just get mad or agree to disagree and move on, but somebody, you allow someone to be a trigger so much that she began, you know, I wasn't there, but I was told after the fact, like, not only was she talking about, was she talking about, do you want to fight? Do you want to fight? But she was like folding her hair, getting, because she has some long locks, and she's packing her hair, getting ready, you know, the earrings is coming out, and she getting herself ready for a fight. Meanwhile, the person on the phone with me is not speaking to her, not paying her no attention, and not even speaking to her. She doesn't even know what the conversation was about that we were having. And even if we were laughing about the situation, it's like, it wasn't anything that serious. It wasn't about anybody's family. No one got hurt. It was just a big misunderstanding, a big blow up. And it sounded like the OK Corral. I mean, it was the Wild Wild West up in there. I was on the phone listening. And so I said, well, what's your trigger? And do you know what your trigger is? What you going to do when you get triggered? How do you handle your triggers? Because everybody's got a thing that kind of sets them off. And I thought it was an interesting topic to bring up. And try to find ways in how we can deal with triggers. It was mind-blowing for me, for real. It was just mind-blowing because... You want to fight? You want to fight? I'm like, no. We too old to fight. I mean, I don't want to get hurt. Ain't nothing about that cute. accidents happen. And Lord, you know, is it even worth it? So something that's a trigger for me, going back to what I was stating in the beginning of the show, which is like not taking care of this earth and not taking care of this world that we live in. And watching someone just throw garbage out of their car. Yo, that sets me ablaze. Like, it makes my skin crawl. I've driven behind people or seen people literally just roll down their window and just throw out a whole meal. And I'm taken aback because it's like, damn, you couldn't wait till you got to your destination to throw that out? Like, you couldn't just put it in the bag and wait till you got where you were going? My God, there's garbage cans on practically every couple of blocks. I'm not going to say every corner, but most cities nowadays have garbage cans outside. Like, you're driving. And if you're patient and just give it a little time, I'm sure you're going to roll past a garbage can that you could throw that out. Must you really open up your car door and just discard your trash out into the street like the street is trash? Like, this is the world you live in. It says everything about you. Where's your upbringing? Where's your manners? Didn't anyone teach you that trash goes in the trash can? Like, I'm sorry, y'all. It is a trigger. Let me breathe. Let me breathe. I'm breathing. But yo, it is such a trigger. Like, you couldn't just wait and you just had to get that trash out of your car in that moment. It was bothering you. You just ate that. And you still needed to just, it needed to be out of your sight that you couldn't wait until you got to a place where you could dispose of it properly. Like, really? You're trash. I'm sorry. Okay, I have to try and behave myself because who are we? Who am I to judge? Maybe they just, their car is so clean and immaculate that they just, you don't even see the bigger picture. So you're just dirtying your home. Your planet is your home too. We all live here. It shows your ignorance on another level. Like, you care about how clean your car is. You keep your car spotless, right? But the world that you live in is disgusting. What do you think happens after a while? Or is it just selfishness? They're only looking out for themselves. They only care about themselves. I don't know. But that's a trigger. A real, real trigger. You know, I had another trigger yesterday. I went to a particular restaurant. No, let me call it out. Wing Wagon. Oh my God. It was such a painful experience. Like, it was such a painful experience. So I walk in and I stand there for like a good 10 minutes. Just stood there between 5 and 10. Let me not over exaggerate. But I'm just standing at the register. Obviously, they all see that I'm there. No one acknowledges me. Even to look up and say, hey, we see you. We'll be right with you. They just left me standing there. A young lady that was already in the restaurant proceeded to walk up to the counter and ask if there's a trash can so she can get rid of her trash. And they have no trash can in the place. The young lady that was walking up to help me was like, okay, she went back to get a trash can and she brought the trash can almost to the front. I'm thinking this is the end of my misery. She's gonna put a trash can outside and I can place my order, because I'm already gonna have to wait like 15-20 minutes for my meal. But let me just be patient, because you know, people that cook your food, you kind of want to mind how you behave with them. You know, people that take care of your food, your children, you might want to treat them different. So your medicine, you know what I mean, you gotta be kind to those people. So I, you know, let me be quiet, let me be patient. And I was. As soon as she got to the door, her other co-worker tells her, no, you can't bring that garbage can out there. So she proceeds to drag the garbage can back, and I'm still standing there. After she drags the garbage can back, she comes back and she tells the young lady, oh, just give me the trash, I'll go throw it out for you. She grabs the trash, she proceeds to walk back to put in the garbage can. Some of the trash falls. She has to pick it up, put it in the trash can, drag the trash can back, go wash her hands, and I finally get someone to come up. And again, there's no greeting, no hello, no sorry for your patience, I know you were waiting, no acknowledgement of nothing, you know? Then of course, because we're living in post-pandemic, Uber Eats, whoever else eats, decides to come up and flash their phone. Delivery, pick up. I'm just standing there like, wow. No one helps anyone that just walks into a store anymore. It's like, because people ordered online, they get priority. And I just have to stand there. I'm nobody. I am not seen. I am not heard. So finally, after the Uber guy picks up his order, she proceeds to ask me for my order. No acknowledgement of even, hi, how are you? Or just, I know you've been waiting. Couldn't care less. Took my order. And like I said, 15-20 minutes. I come back. I get my order. It feels light. And I asked the young lady if I had my ranch dressing and my hot dressing. She tells me yes. And you know, always follow your gut. Always follow your intuition. Because something told me to look inside the bag. When I asked her, was the ranch dressing in there? You know what she did? She looked at the receipt and told me, yeah, it's in there. She didn't even take a second to open the bag to look in. She looked at the receipt and said, yes, in there. I could have done that. But it's my fault. It's not her fault. Because, again, I should have opened the bag and looked inside to make sure my order was correct. I get in my car. I drive home. All to get home. And I'm missing something. I'm missing the corn. I go back to get my corn. When I go back, the other lady's like, oh, I forgot your corn. I'm like, yeah, I know. And she's back. She screams into the bag. Okay, so is somebody gonna get me my corn? The manager comes up, doesn't apologize, doesn't acknowledge their wrongdoing. He's like, oh, let me check. He says, let you check. Yeah, you know, it's just policy. I just have to make sure it's not in there. You got to make sure it's not in there. Did you not hear the young lady when I walked in say, oh, I forgot to give you your corn? What you think? I drive back here because I want to be in this place with you people? Like, the nerves of her. It was surreal. The nerves of her. Well, I should say the nerves of him. To even want to check the bag. Like, you heard your coworker. What do you think, I'm trying to come back to get free corn? And ranch dressing? I was so offended. And I was more offended when I had to stand there. They had to make me new corn. And when I finally get my corn, the young lady puts the corn together and brings it and puts it on the counter and begins to walk away. No acknowledgement of, oh, here, ma'am, thank you, sorry. She just put it on the counter and walked away. I had to ask her, I said, is this my corn? She was like, yeah. I was like, okay. I took my corn. It was just different. I don't know. Different time, different respect, different courtesy, different kindness. You know, do you see me? Do I matter? I just am blown away by the lack of humanity there is. Just acknowledge that you've done something wrong to someone, that you've somehow wronged them and try to make it right. Like, sometimes it doesn't have to be much, but just a word, a kind word, just to say, hey, my bad, I messed up, it takes me to accountability. It's so hard for some to just take accountability. It's okay to make mistakes. None of us are perfect. None of us have been here before. We're all doing this. This is new for all of us. We're all living this life for the first time. I don't know about you, but I ain't never did this before. So, and me trying to live through this life and cope through this life is, I want to be kind to everybody. My God. But that right there, I gotta say, it was a trigger. I just felt like as young people working, not even to take any accountability for what just transpired. You had a whole customer leave without their food and have to come back and stand here and wait another 10 minutes. And no one even said sorry. No one even took a moment to say, yo, that was our fault. We didn't mean to. Like, just no accountability. Scary. But what's your trigger? What triggers you? And how do you handle your triggers? I tried so hard not to have an attitude, but I couldn't help it. It was just like from one thing to this. Bad enough I had to come back. And then the manager wanted to up-tee me off like I'm coming back to get free corn. But for the young lady to, and then just have me standing there waiting. No one even said, oh, give us 10 minutes, give us 5 minutes. No one said anything to me. Just everyone's walking around with their face screwed up. Like I did something wrong. They mad at me. They got attitudes with me. That's the trigger right there. What you got an attitude for? Were you the one that had to come back? Were you the one that went home, got in your house, took off your jacket, have to come back, get in the car, drive back, pay gas? My time is valuable. But they mad. All right. So that's triggers. It's the Disrespectful Lady Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. J. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I don't know how these shows have gotten so long. I'm going to shorten them again, y'all. Take it back down to my 5 to 10 minutes. I don't know how I'm doing these 20, 25 minutes, but that's what we're doing. So, drink your water. Okay, mind your business, suck in your belly, and keep it simple. just a disrespectful lady. And I'm your host, Dr. J. Have a good day.